Quiet Mind, Day 18, The Silence Beneath Thought, Discovering the Beauty and Depth of Presence Beyond the Busy Mind. So you're wondering if you've ever fully, if you ever truly experienced presence, or if it's just another idea your mind is trying to wrap itself around. Here's the good news. If you're asking the question, you're already halfway there. And the real answer, it's not what you think it is, because you can't think your way into presence. Presence isn't understood, it's experience. And the moment you're truly present, you realize that presence isn't a concept, it's the real you, minus the noise. Try this, say silent to yourself, I wonder what my next thought will be, and just watch. Be alert, still, like a cat watching a mouse hole. Notice how long it takes for a thought to arrive. That gap, that delicious silence is presence. In that space, you're awake, but not thinking, alive, but not doing. Yourself, but somehow more yourself. To stay in that space during daily life, it helps to be rooted in the body. Not in the abstract, this is my body way, but by actually feeling your inner energy, your hands, your feet, your breath. When your awareness is anchored in the body, the mind can't pull you out to see. Presence, oddly enough, feels like waiting, but not the bored kind. It's alert, still open, like you're expecting something sacred to arrive any second. This kind of waiting is a form of being. And when you're in it, your personality, the little you with all its stories and plans, fades into the background and something deeper shines through. You become more you than you've ever been. And yes, you've probably experienced this before, alone in nature, gazing up at a starlit sky, hearing a bird at dusk, feeling awe in the face of beauty. That's presence. That's a brief moment of no mind. The mind wasn't labeling or narrating. It was just quiet. And in that quiet, beauty wasn't something you saw. It was something you became part of. Everything in existence has some level of consciousness, even a stone. Consciousness takes form as animals, plants, humans, and just like waves rise and fall on the ocean, forms come and go. If you're attached to the form, that seems tragic. But if you see beyond the surface, you know the form is just a temporary costume for something infinite. To see that, to feel the sacredness in a flower, a stream, or a mountain, you need to be still, not with your body, necessarily, but with your mind. Drop the mental baggage for just a moment, your problems, your plans, your knowledge. Then you might really hear that stream, not just as sound, but as presence. You might feel your own presence meeting the presence of the world. And here's the wild part. That beauty, that sacredness you glimpse out there in nature, it's not separate. It's you. It only shines through because you're present. If you weren't, it wouldn't be there, not for you at least. As your awareness deepens, the space between perception and thought widens. You start to notice the gap. The longer the gap, the more depth you bring into your life. You stop mistaking mental labels for life itself. You don't just say, what a nice flower. You see it, feel it, be with it. But most people don't live that way. Our culture is so mind-heavy that beauty has been stripped from much of our art, music, cities. Even our creativity is often mind-driven, disconnected from the stillness where true inspiration arises. Yet even now, under the mental noise and cultural static, the gateway is always open. That gateway is the now. And you're never more than one breath away from walking through it.